have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
To do, and I don't feel it change, but my heart yearns for you. I don't feel complete even when it's going right. When I'm missing you, Lord, please come into my life. Loving you the real test, not to love you to get blessed. And yes, I know that you the best. So here I am to worship, sacrifice my life so you can work it. How you see fit for your glory is worth it. Everything else can take a backseat. Running to your throne for your mercy like a track meet. Why you have to ask me? I don't understand. Without you, Lord, how can I be a real man? I ain't gonna try. I give you all of me, Lord, and ride till I die. Put my knees to the floor.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. That was hype right there. Hey, how's it going? Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Sunday with Nuts, with your boy Dre. And I'm telling you, it has been forever and a day. But here we are back again. And you know what? I know I say it a lot. I say it all the time. I'm pretty sure you are aware that I say it quite often. But I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time or that last time that was going to be the last time that I said that was that's the last time. But I really missed you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. It's 2024. And we are here, guys. And I'm telling you, I am helping you more than ever. Why? Because I'm dedicated. And it's kind of what I do. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't shout out Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation for giving me such a wonderful platform, which I can help so many people. And the disclaimer simply states, I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for you. Why? Because you guys need help, and I help people. I'm a giver, not a taker. So you guys go ahead and take what I'm giving and enjoy yourself and better yourself. Here we go, 2024. It's the first show, guys. Let's kick it off with I'm a Thug. You know what? I tell you right now. The way times are today, the last thing the world needs is a thug. But a lot of people don't know they're thugging. They don't realize that they have thug characteristics. Now, see, you could be the thug. Could be a family member that's a thug. Could be a coworker or a friend, a stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the mall. I just believe that on a day like today, times being what they are, we need to just point out to people that Tupac lied. Heaven ain't got no ghetto, but hell do. And it's called hell. Let me tell you something. If you don't recognize any of these in any of the people you know, shame on you. That means they're all rolled up into one person, which is you. And you're a thug. You ought to be ashamed of your thuggish self. Quit your thuggish ways, okay? Here we go. Number one. Thug. Oh, wow. This is a thug, right? This is a thug right here. Oh, wow. I go to the school of the blind, and I bump into people on purpose. And don't say excuse me. So that's a thug right there. Why? Because you go into the school of the blind, and you messing with them people. They got enough on their plate. They got enough things to deal with. Rather than to go there and just bump into them randomly and on purpose. And then you ain't got the nerve to say, excuse me? Come on now. That's a thug. Because a thug ain't got no conscience. This one right here. I'm a thug. I got a piggy bank full of IOUs. See, that's a thug right there. You got a piggy bank full of IOUs. You know what? You ain't got nothing. And a thug ain't never got nothing. They ain't never saved up nothing. They don't know nothing about money management. That's a thug, y'all. That's a thug. This one right here. I'm a thug. Oh, wow. Wow. I wear dentures from a secondhand. Now, let me tell you something right there. That is nasty right there. That's not only a thug, but that is disgusting, and it's ridiculously nasty. This one right here. I'm a thug. Wow. Wow. I bought my girl some sexy lingerie from a garage sale. You know what? Let me tell you something. You finna... That's just nasty. And if she wear them and she know where you got them from, she nasty too. And both of y'all deserve to be nasty together. But that is a thug because a thug is nasty. This one right here. I'm a thug. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a thug right here for real, y'all. I took my driver's test in a stolen car. See, that right there is a thug. That's a thug, y'all. I hope he passed. And then I hope he went straight to jail. This one right here, y'all. I'm a thug. Ooh, now this is a thug for real. Y'all, this is a thug. This is a thug, y'all. I go to the Special Olympics and boo all the athletes. So that's a thug, y'all, because a thug is unconscious. They got no heart. They're cold-blooded and they're cold-hearted, and that's a straight-up thug, y'all. This one right here. I'm a thug. In my driver's license picture, I'm smoking a Black and Mild. That's a thug, y'all. That's because you know a thug got to have some kind of tobacco, something got to be hanging off his lip. That's a thug, y'all. That's a thug, y'all. I can't believe they actually took the picture like that. And finally, this one right here. This one right here. I'm a thug. Oh, wow. Wow, this is a super thug right here, y'all. This. Wow. I got a platinum food stamp card. See, that's a thug right there because they got so many kids that when they get food stamps, they got to be delivered in a by a Brinks truck. See, that's a lot of food stamps, but that's a thug because a thug got a lot of kids because he don't care. He just out doing whatever to whoever. And let me tell you something, ladies. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself getting with a thug, letting them put babies in you. Y'all ought to be disgusted with yourself. You a thug, too. Or you know what you're doing? You are a thug haven. Quit doing that, y'all. Again, I'm only here to help. I want to be a blessing and not a curse. That's why I do this. Now, this next segment is one that is near and dear to me because, again, Dre loves the kids. And it's all about the kids. The children are truly our future. Only thing is, looking at some of these kids, the future just, it looks kind of bleak. But it's not all of them. See, the kids are bad because the parents are bad. The parents are bad because, well, the grandparents were bad. Grandparents are bad and so on because it's just bad. If your child is bad, that means you're a horrible parent. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Let me tell you something. This thing was called Whose Baby Is That? Because, tell you, man, these kids, they look a mess. They act in a mess. They dress in a mess. They smell a mess. They are a mess because their parents are a mess. Now, let me tell you something. You could have the baby that's a mess. Could be a family member with a baby that's a mess. Could be a friend or a coworker, a stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the mall. We're not in the park because it's too cold out there. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when we see a child that's just completely out of order, a complete mess, acting a mess. And ain't nobody trying to correct the child. You know why? Because the parents are out of control. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't recognize any of these and any of the kids you know, that's because all of them are wrapped into one child, yours. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. If you're a parent of one of these children, you know what? Choke yourself till you pass out. Roller skate in rush hour traffic. Try something new. Here we go. Whose baby is that? 3-year-old daughter with her tongue pierced. Huh? Make that, what? 3 years old and you got her tongue pierced. What are you training her up to be? Baby is that? Number two. Whose baby is that? Wow. Wow. 2 years old. Hair on his head looked like burnt popcorn kernels. You know what? If you don't just keep that baby's head shaved or keep them a fresh supply of hats or scarves, come on now. Come on. If the baby hair is horrible, trust me, it ain't going to get no better. Number three, whose baby is that? 4 years old, showing up. Showing up at Head Start with makeup on. Whose dog is that? Huh? Why are you starting out like that? Whose baby is that? Number four. Whose baby is that? Wow, this one right here, y'all. This one right here. 4 years old and got a cable bill in their name. Whose baby is that? This one right here. Whose baby is that? 5 years old, going through Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Who messed their baby credit up? Wasn't the baby. Huh? Cards in their name. Come on now. They didn't fill out the application. They didn't go online and do it. Whose baby is that? You're a horrible parent. This one right here. Whose baby is that? Dirty clothes, snotty nose, but wearing the new Jordans. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Get your priorities straight, parents. This one right here. Whose baby is that? Wow. Whose baby is that? 3 years old, showing up in daycare with a wig on. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. If you can't comb that baby's hair, if you can't do a hair, then you know what? A wig, just stop it. Just stop it. Please stop it. This one right here. Whose baby is that? Dried up boogers in their nose every time they crunch, just like potato chips when they sneeze. Come on now. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Finally, this one right here. Whose baby is that? 2 years old and they wearing dentures. Come on now. I don't understand that. They just 2 years old. They're going to get some teeth. They're going to get a mouthful of teeth. And then those teeth are going to fall out, the baby teeth. But you're the one with self-esteem issues. That you're going to, you know what? I just don't understand it. Again, if either one of these characters in your child, choke yourself till you pass out or roller skate and rush out of traffic, try something different. This next segment, I'll tell you what. This is a segment that I love to rehash because I'm telling you, 2024, you know, everybody has a New Year's resolution. Everybody says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this and do that. But 2024, I'm going to do this different than what I did in 2023. You know what? These resolutions only last 2-3 days, maybe 2 or 3 weeks at the most. But you know what? 2024, yeah, things are going to change. And I'm going to help you change. I'm going to point out some things in 2024 that we need to do different as opposed to what we were doing in 2023. Okay? 2024, here we go. Things we're not going to put up with in 2024. Number one, bad built women wearing yoga pants in public. We're not finna put up with that. We're not. You're not finna be in no yoga pants. And you got a butt in the front and a butt in the back. Men, you're not finna be in these tights. You're not. And your size is oozing out like potatoes and gravy. Come on now. If your stomach is hanging all over, come on. No, we're not doing that. 2024, we're not going either. Nope. We're not doing this, guys. In 2024, no straight men or men that are professing to be straight in skinny jeans. We're not doing it. We're just not doing it. No, if you're straight or you professing to be straight, we're not seeing you in skinny jeans. We're not. Otherwise, you're lying to yourself. You're not lying to us. You're lying to yourself. You're crooked. And you know what crooked means. 2024, things we're just not putting up with, okay? We're not. Overweight people are always at the buffet. We're not doing that, y'all. It's a health issue. We care about you. Quit going to the buffet. All you can eat. No, don't do that because you can eat a lot, which means you can probably eat it all. It's not healthy. Stay away from the buffet. You know if, again, I'm getting too hyped. Stop. 2024, we're not putting up with this right here. We're not putting up with this right here. Women wearing wigs with bald spots in them. You know what? If you don't take that wig and throw it away or use it as a duster around the house, quit doing that, y'all. We're not putting up with that. If I see a woman with a wig on with a bald spot in it, I know good and well That wig should have been buried a long time ago. We're not putting up with that. We just not. We not. 2024 things we're not putting up with that we put up with in 2023. This right here, and I'm telling you, I promise we. I'm not putting up with this one particularly. Okay, I'm not. Every time I go somewhere and pull up to a red light, somebody walking up to my car, stranger I don't know, asking for spare change. Let me tell you something. First of all, you don't know me like that. I don't know you like that. And ain't no such thing as spare change, okay? There ain't no such thing as loose change, okay? I ain't got no loose change. No, it's tight in my hand. That's why I got it in a fist, okay? I ain't got no spare change, okay? Thank you. Get away from my car. I believe in helping people, but I don't believe in no handout to just people. Come on now. Come on. 2024, what are we not doing in 2024 except in 2024 that we accept in 2023? This one right here, finally. People with bad kids coming over my house, let their kids just be bad and they ain't saying nothing to them. Let me tell you something. If your kid comes, you bring your bad kids to my house and they act the fool, you know what? I'm going to act the fool right there with them. They're going to mess around and get their chin checked. I don't care how old they is. They're going to mess around. If they older than 10, they getting punched in the chin. Now, under 10, they getting slapped in the chin. But they going to take a bruising. If you can't control your kids, if you won't control them, I control them. If you don't make them stop, put them to sleep. Thank you. Again, the children are the future. And I just want y'all to know that I love the kids. I would never hurt the kids. But I'm telling you what now. I'm not going to tolerate the kids being horrible and bad for no doggone reason. And stand by there and watch and do nothing. Now, this next segment, I'll tell you what, this is one that I really do love. For this is a segment of, well, these are just, it's not really a segment. It's more of my random thoughts. And the reason why they're random thoughts is because they have nothing to do with nobody. No, absolutely nobody. They're just me. They're just my thoughts, and they're random. Why are they random? I don't know. Things I think of. You ain't got to like them. You ain't got to agree with them. I don't care. They're my thoughts and they're random. Random thought number one. If Dr. Conrad was the one that killed Michael Jackson, how is it they found bubbles in South America with a book bag full of money and a suitcase full of bananas? Random thoughts. If you get laid off on your job, are you fired? Or do you have the option of just staying? That's a random thought. You know, and I'm going to ask you, just because they lay you off, because they didn't say fired, they lay you off, shouldn't you have the option to choose to just stay and work and make them pay you? Well, you've been laid off. Well, you know, I'm not sleepy. What do you mean I'm laid off? I'm not laying down. I'm standing up on my job. No, you're being laid off. Well, I don't feel like being laid off. Come on, man. That's different from fired, ain't it? Fired means you can't come back. Laid off, shouldn't you have a choice? Again, these are just my random thoughts. They're my thoughts, and they're random. Now, this next segment, I'll tell you one. This segment is called The Church Play Too Much. And the church play too much because the church is just playing too much. See, the world should try to emulate the church instead of the church trying to emulate the world. Now, I'm not going to get into all this stuff. I know you know that unless you've been on the rock, you know, you've heard the whole thing going on with different bishops or pastors and different entertainers and parties and whatnot. I'm not going to mention no names. It's not for me to mention no names. I'm just saying. The world should be trying to emulate the church rather than the church trying to emulate the world. I'm just going to leave it at that, but the church played too much. Here are some examples of how the church is just playing too much. If you're in the church and the pastor is in the pulpit preaching in yoga pants, church is just playing too much. You better get up out of there. You better get the hell up out of there. That is not the church for you, okay? Ain't no God in that, okay? Number two, the church play too much. Hey, let me tell you what. If I put $5 in a collection plate, a $5 bill in a collection plate, and I ask for four back, don't look at me funny. I don't care about you rolling your eyes. You better get my $4 back. No, it's going to be a problem. Okay? If you don't get my change back, I tell you what, I'm going to help you get to heaven because I'm going to beat the hell out you. The church played too much, y'all. Number three, the church played too much. Why they got a swingers ministry in the church? I don't understand that. A swingers ministry? Really? Talking about it's part of the meet and greet. I bet the hell I don't. I bet the hell I don't. The church played too much, y'all. The church played too much. Hey, how much money does the building fund have to raise before you start actually seeing somebody working on a doggone building? I don't see no tools nowhere. I don't see no nails. But the building fund, been raising for the building fund going on 20 years. I don't understand that. I just don't understand that. Okay? What, are they building underground? Again, the church played too much. This is an example, y'all. This is an example. While the pastor's preaching, the first wife got her own seat, and it's right beside the first girlfriend. You know what? I just don't understand that. The church is playing too much. This one right here, y'all, the church played too much. Why the tambourine player ain't never at choir rehearsal? I mean, every Sunday you get up there and play with the praise team. Right there with the musicians, you get up there, you got your head. But I don't never recall seeing a tambourine player at rehearsal. I just don't. Man, the church played too much. And finally, this one right here, the church played too much. Why are you always got that one old woman that's going to get up in the church and start singing a song that don't nobody know, but she asked him to help her out? And she making it up as she go along. Mother, sit down. Mother, sit down. Please. Somebody sit mother down. Again, the church played too much. Now, y'all, it's time for me to put a little glory, glory, hallelujah with you. Because we have come to the spiritual part of the show. Now, of course, this is the announcements for the church. Now, I invite you to get your praise and worship on with us because we're always looking for a few good members. We love to give God some good glory, and we'd like for you to come give him some too. Please join us, for we are the Church of Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. I'm going to tell you right now, we are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. Church announcements, because I want to make sure everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the church. I want the body to be on one accord. I don't want no saint left behind. Speaking of being kept abreast, Sister Jackie, would you please stop wearing V-neck shirts? It's distracting. We invite you to please join us as we get our praise and worship on. As you know, I like to do the announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person services or don't have access to the internet and can't watch us as we stream. For the sick, shut it up again. Also like to do the announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person worship service or may have been watching us as we stream but missed some parts or all of the announcements, because quite frankly, they were not focusing on the word, but they were focusing on word. Meaning, let me tell you something. Okay, I know what it looked like. I know what it looked like. I know y'all saw the news. There's been some rumors, some whispering. I know y'all whispering. Pastor got pulled over. Pastor got arrested for drinking and driving. He got arrested, thrown in jail for drinking and driving. That don't make no sense. He ain't no man of God. He got arrested, thrown in jail for drinking and driving. No, no, no. That's a lie. The devil is a lie, and so are you. Okay, yes, I did get arrested. I did get thrown in jail, but it wasn't for drinking and driving. It was not. I was not drinking and driving. I'd never do anything like that. I finished that fifth already. Before I started driving, I wasn't driving and drinking at the same time. I was drunk, then I started driving. Get the facts straight. God know my heart. Anyway, enough number one. Mother Pearline, as we know, has been in the nursing home for quite some time now, and she's asking, she's pleading with, you know, she really liked for somebody to come and see her. You know, she's 98 years old, and of course, she's outlived all her brothers and sisters and her 7 kids, and you know, she got grandkids, but they don't never come back. Y'all know how this generation is, and she just wants somebody to come see her. Somebody. Now, if you got any love in your heart for Mother Pearlene, I mean, I you can't tell me God didn't touch it and laid it on your heart to go see the woman. She's been a pillar of this church for decades. Now, what? When the last time I went and saw her? Let me tell you something. Don't worry about when I went and saw her, okay? You know, you're busy when I went and saw her. Matter of fact, if you really want to know, I saw her. Yes, yeah, I Zoom called her. Yeah. Don't matter. I didn't have time to go by there. I Zoomed her. So I saw her. Anyway, somebody go and see the woman. Announcement number two. Look here, Sister Tanya, this ain't no daycare. You can't bring your 4 kids here and just let them run wild, okay? This ain't no daycare. Other folks got to tell them to sit down and keep an eye on them. Tell them to spit their gum out. Don't be standing all up in the pews. Don't be running through the church. This ain't no daycare. Okay, let them run by here again. I'm going to trip one of them. Hope they fall and break their nose. I ain't playing with you. I keep them kids in check. If you ain't going to watch them, I tell you what, if you ain't going to watch them in church, you better watch them at home. If you can't watch them in church, watch them at home. Somebody tell you what was said in the service. Announcement number three. As you know, Deacon Lonnie and I, we have had our ups and downs, our agreements and disagreements. We've fallen out and we've fallen in. But through it all, it's all been in love because we are still both children of the Most High God, and we are still brothers in Christ. With that being said, I'm not speaking to my brother, okay? I am not my brother's keeper, but my brother better keep away from me. Let me tell you something. The next time you text my wife at 10:30 and I read the text, you're talking about, he always tripping. If I had a woman like you, and then you stop. If you had a woman like her, what would you do? What would you do? Nothing. Trust me, I didn't been over your house when they delivered the Viagra to you. You can't do nothing. But if she was your woman, let me catch you out in the streets. I'm going to check your chin. And I'm going to cash your teeth in. I'm sorry. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement I always look forward to not looking forward to, for it is the building fund total. As you know, the building fund offers a little bit of everything. Humor, horror, adventure, intrigue, mystery, but most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, the building fund has raised, and I quote, a high level of stress throughout the members. You ain't never lie. You ain't never lie. Well, thank you all for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, like I always like to do. I'm going to press out. So I ask that all hears about, our eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. Then it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously, wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, pink, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? The other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. I object. Overruled. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Man, where they over there coughing with them face masks? And you better get over there with them. Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we could ever love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us, holding us close to your bosom, shielding us from all hurt, harm, and danger. We will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you guys for taking out a small amount of your time to share it with me. I love you, and I can't wait till next week. I am excited already. I'll see you next Sunday. More Nuts with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat a little bit, put on a little weight. You guys be blessed and not stressed. If you don't know nothing, know that God loves you, and I like you just a little bit. Good night.
Shout out D on the track. Paint Music Media. Shout out DJ Lee Productions. and I'm out here. But if you a game changer, got my head high, my grind on high, win, lose, or drought, I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane, my God is the aim. Put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer, 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 I'm a game changer. Full court press, I pledge allegiance to the best. Ain't nothing left, they give it that reverence that the Father gets. So every day I work the sweat, can get a flesh, another rest. They say go hard or go home, I say just do whatever's best. It's evident I'm blessed and I work like it. Fight like a Viking, fight like a lichen. The difference is I like it, so I shine like I'm lightning. So I'm going head to head with certain tests, who you liking? Yeah, so it's time for coach to put me in. I'm strapping on my shoulder pads, lacing up my cleats, and then I'm gone with the wind. Like I'm gone in 60 seconds, you can't hold me, you can't check me. Check the memo, check the message running through. Like I'm baddest, I'm trucking whoever's standing in my way. Ain't no way you gon' stop me, you better off to let me in. Cause I go hard, even though they say no way that I could win. Like I'm Brett Favre, I'ma ride this game, my head is in. Life, a different way to play the lane. Now my rushing yards just got rocketed. Now I'm so insane. For the kingdom building, now my shot, it cannot be contained. So I'm gon' pray for change for myself and then what I can. I don't need no euros or no pesos or no money grams. Shout out to Wado, cause I know that he gon' play this fam. The FCA sports camp, game changer, summer jam. I don't need a 100 grand to tell him that they need the lamb in heaven. It's just who I am. Al Kim, this where I stand. Trap to turn around, get back in it. Never that, that's insane. It's happened in your book, they chain. Like I'm Jack Johnson, the same year he changed his name. So I sacrifice my life for the cause, get the win. And if you a game changer, let me see my you head. Represent God, my grind don't hide. Win, lose, or drought, I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane, my God is the aim. Put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer, 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 I'm a game changer. Now put me in, coach, 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 I'ma go hard,
I'ma go hard, I'ma go hard.
Cause I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer, I'm a